Wyoming's energy resources are famous in the U.S., but they also play a role internationally. Coal markets are doing better now in the past several years, partially thanks to increasing exports and international prices. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim speaks with Dr. Robert Eichard to get a broad view on the future of coal, renewable energy, and more. Dr. Eichard has been a leader in energy transformation and security for years within the State Department, worked with the U.S. Agency for International Development and Department of Energy. Eichard begins by explaining Wyoming coal's international position.
Big markets of the future are going to be the developing world, with Asia being accounting for a half or so of that market. Those markets are headed toward more diversity, and the cost of the renewable systems are going down. So there's a growth in that transition toward renewables in most of the regions. Coal, as I said, is still a very, very strong market in Asia. And Asia is a major market, but not the only market. Europe is a big market. And so I think that there will be continued opportunities for export. How much growth you'll see, given European policies and given this competition with Australia and Indonesia in the Asian market, it may be difficult for the U.S. to compete in some of those, although coal companies have said that, you know, that they could export more coal from Wyoming to these markets if you had the ability to get the coal out.
With a trend moving towards alternative energy sources, but also an increasing coal market, how does that mix affect a state like Wyoming?
I think that generally it makes sense from an energy security standpoint and reliability standpoint to have some diversification in your energy system. And so obviously the big discussion has, from what I can tell, has been on wind and how much wind and, you know, and what the economics of that are vis-a-vis coal, et cetera. It's not just Wyoming, it's the future of the industry depends on low-cost coal and its competitiveness and the markets in Texas and in other states where these exports are going. And the trend is, to some extent, it's unfortunate, but it's a reality that the coal plants, many of which are old, are being shut down. And utilities are moving to upgrade their facilities and move to other sources. And how fast that process takes place, we'll have to see. And at the same time, I think, talking to a lot of the utilities, they don't want to become over-dependent on gas. So we'll still have a lot of coal capacity. We have 250,000 megawatts or something like that.
So it's clear there will be a need for coal for the foreseeable future, but a lot of people are highly opinionated at the current administration's efforts to bolster that market, both positive and negative. What do you think of those efforts?
I have to think we have to be honest in saying that we want to move toward cleaner, more efficient systems. From that standpoint, the older plants, utilities are deciding on the basis of economics and market that it's not worth the cost to upgrade these systems and that other sources are cheaper. So we're also dealing with this issue of, you know, affordable power and the longer-term investment requirements of these utilities, because obviously, you know, you could build ultra-critical coal plants that would be much more efficient and much less polluting. But right now, they're a lot more expensive than the alternatives, either gas or wind, for instance. And so that's a big dilemma. In Asia, China, for instance, is building these plants because the government is helping to finance it. I mean, the longer-term issue is that the trend is clear, but the question is there technology that will be coming along in terms of the carbon capture, storage, and utilization issues that will mean that you can develop systems using gas or coal that can capture the CO2 and address that critical question.
So you're saying it's a good long-term investment because coal's going to stick around for a while. Here's a way to make it viable again.
Yeah, I mean, and it's globally, it's important. And the U.S., you know, has one of the largest coal resources in the world.
So there's a diplomatic aspect to diversifying your energy sources, but why else is it important to invest in clean sources?
So I think it's a combination of both the policy, the regulatory, the economic incentives, and the market and technological development that as you look at this over the next 10 years, you see this enormous opportunity to for further improvements in the efficiency and cost of these technologies. Because it's not a static situation. I mean, and we've seen the kind of trajectories that these technologies have gone. So, you know, that solar has dropped from, you know, 12 or 15 cents a kilowatt hour for grid solar down to 5 cents, 4 cents a kilowatt hour. I mean, I think the other thing I would say, though, is despite these trends, I think it's important for the U.S. to continue a substantial effort with regards to the carbon capture storage research and development. And I think that's important for Wyoming in particular in terms of future opportunities, in terms of any kind of breakthroughs in terms of coal. Because coal is going to be a major source of energy around the world for many years, and it's not going away right away.
That was Energy and Natural Resources reporter Cooper McKim speaking with Dr. Eichord on issues and opportunities today in the world of energy.